Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Enough to join us on the line. Does an awesome job covering the team for The Athletic, Matt Gelb. Hey, Matt. Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, not so good, Matt. Last night, I'm sure you obviously had to sit through that, and then 2 to 3 hours after the game, and try to pick through another loss. Philly's now 0-2 against the Braves in this crucial three-game set. Matt, I guess I'll start here. Watching how they are struggling on offense, is it more pressing or they're just not good enough?
I think it's pressing. I really do. I mean, when you think about it, this is a team that was constructed around its offense, and there is talent on that field. There is talent in that lineup. And, like, I don't think it's a lack of talent. I think you have some guys who are really underperforming, and it starts in right field. I mean, Nick Castellanos has not been good. I mean, he hasn't just been good. I mean, he's been, if you want to use advanced metrics, if you want to use whatever metrics numbers you want to use, he's been one of the worst everyday players so far in baseball. And that factors in offense and defense. And it just hasn't been good. I mean, you paid $100 million for him over 5 years, and, like, you really need him to be a guy for you. I mean, really, when you think about it, before Bryce got hurt, I mean, they were winning, and they were really only getting major contributions from three guys, mm-hmm. Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, and Rhys Hoskins. And you're thinking, well, as soon as one or two or three of those other guys kind of round into shape, you know, maybe Hoskins goes on a cold streak. You know, they have three or four guys going good at once, this team can win. And they don't have that right now. They didn't even have that when Bryce was on the field. So they need some guys to step up right now. And I think it's possible. But like you said, this is a crucial time for them.
Well, you mentioned Castellanos, and you can pull up any metrics that you want, as you pointed out. Matt, when you are watching him using the eye test, what is going on?
I think he's kind of lost right now. Like, he's in between. You can tell, you know, his timing is off, and, like, he's seeing fewer fastballs. You know, he's seeing a lot of off-speed pitches. And last year, like, if you look at his numbers, I mean, one of the reasons why they really liked him is that he crushes fastballs. And he may not always get a fastball, but when he gets it, when he gets a mistake, he would punish mistakes. He would make pitchers pay for mistakes. And we're not seeing that. I think we're seeing him get behind in counts. You know, he's like 0-1, 0-2, and then he's not getting the fastballs to punish because pitchers know they can put him away maybe with an off-speed pitch or pitch out of the zone. He's not hitting for power. You know, I know he's talked about this, and he talked about this past weekend in San Diego, that he just thinks that he's had a few home runs that he's lost either because of the ball or just weird situations, and that's fine. He's not saying that that's the 100% reason why he has underperformed, but even if he had two or three or four more home runs, with a different ball, like, the numbers still wouldn't be up to par for what you would expect from him. Honestly, I see a guy who just needs to sit, like, for a day or two. Like, and I know they can't really afford to do that right now because of the lineup situation. I just think he needs to just clear his head, and maybe that's something they do tonight.
Considering how they've looked on offense, Matt, and we all know how baseball can be very streaky. Suddenly everybody can get hot and you can ride that wave, but it's such an untraditional lineup with Schwarber leading off, and I know he's got 20 or 21 home runs, yet batting .217, kind of a boom or bust type of batter. Considering the struggles on offense right now for the offense as a whole, has there been any consideration to changing things up and maybe Reese at leadoff, Schwarber in the three hole perhaps to be able to drive in multiple runs other than himself? Or is it just stay the course and everybody will, you know, find their way?
I mean, I think they need to keep what they have at the top of the lineup, because if you're taking Schwarber out of the top, mm-hmm. I don't know who really, who, even if you put Reese up there, I don't know who's batting second. I mean, you, those two guys are your best hitters right now. They are your guys who get on base the most, more than anyone else in the lineup right now. They need to bat one and two. By batting one and two, that means they're going to bat more in a game than anyone else. You know, the number one spot bats the most times in a game, just the way the numbers work. So I just don't know, like, who else you would put up there. I mean, you look at the on-base percentages for some of these guys that are putting out there right now, and they just, yeah, ideally you want Schwarber batting with more guys on base, like in the middle of the lineup. I just don't know that there's guys to put at the top that will get on base for him right now.
Yeah. Well, that leads me into my next question to Mickey Moniak. He, boy, he just does not look like a Major League Baseball player. And he is struggling to hit so many pitches at the plate. He's batting 129 in the limited at-bats that he's had. Are you surprised at all, and maybe I'm answering my own question by lack of options, that Thompson hasn't pinch hit for him late in games and bigger situations?
I don't know. I mean, I was really surprised the other night when he didn't pinch hit for Moniak against Dylan Lee. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a really good spot for Matt Vieling. I understand why he didn't do it. You know, the Braves have two other really good lefties in their bullpen. They knew they were going to get, you know, probably Minter or Will Smith late in the game. They wanted Vieling for that. But when Vieling ended up pinch hitting, they were down two. And when he would have pinch hit for Moniak, I think it was the sixth inning, the tying run was at third base. So I think that was – I'm not so sure if I agreed with that decision. I know they had numbers to back it up. But as far as Moniak goes, I understand. I mean, they feel like they need to give him – a decent shot here. Has he gotten a decent shot before in the majors? I don't know. I mean, probably not. But the problem is that, like, they're in a position where they have to win, and they've been in that position for quite a few years now. And whenever Moniak has come into it, they don't need him to be the guy. I mean, there are other guys in the lineup who need to be producing. They need Moniak to just not be, you know, really a black hole at the bottom. I mean, he's batting ninth essentially most nights, and he just, you know, he ends up coming up with guys on base, and because there's other guys not performing in the lineup, you know, we see Moniak come up and not come through in those spots, and it's just, it doesn't look good. And yeah, he looks overmatched. I mean, I don't think there's any other way to put it. Teams, like, the book is clearly out on him. I mean, like, he's seen so much off-speed and breaking balls, and he's not equipped to hit it right now. And, you know, it's funny because evaluators who look at him see a guy who's, you know, probably a fourth outfielder, maybe a fifth outfielder, probably not an everyday guy. And I know why they're trying to see if he can do this every day right now, because what they saw in the spring, you know, what they believe the talent really is. But you have to wonder, like, how long can they give him that chance? And it doesn't feel fair in some respects, right? Because it's only been a few games. But I think because of the urgency and the situation without Harper in the lineup, like, they have to be thinking about every possible way to improve the lineup. Mm-hmm. And right now, center field looks like a spot where you could do that.
Well, and that leads me into my next question. It was great. It's a shame. Two feel-good stories in Derek Hall and Mark Appel last night. However, I mean, that's, you know, you got two journeyman minor leaguers, one about to be 27, the other about to be 31. This team needs help now versus, oh, let's see how this plays out as we get closer to the deadline on August the 2nd. Is it safe to assume that Dave Dombrowski is looking outside of the organization to improve the bats as soon as possible, as opposed to let's wait a couple more weeks?
I think so, but I think the question is whether, you know, what are they searching for right now? Like, are they searching for just like a really small upgrade that could help, you know, kind of just stabilize things right now? That's probably what they're looking for. It's not like they're going to make a huge trade right now, because quite honestly, like, the bigger trades don't happen this time on the baseball calendar. Like, they happen later in July, closer to the deadline, because right now, if you're making a big, big trade, you're probably overpaying, just because there haven't been a lot of trades, and teams know. Like, teams already know right now that the Phillies are pretty desperate. I mean, they know. Like, this is a situation that the Phillies need to go get some upgrades. Other teams know it. The prices are going to be high, and I think it's going to be the front office trying to decide, well, how much are we going to put into this? And look, like, they've already put a ton into it. I mean, they have the highest payroll in club history. They have spent a lot of energy and time and money on this team. I don't think that because, you know, they've spent that much time and energy and money that they're not just going to throw in the towel here. But I think a lot of what you see is what you're going to get for at least like the next 2 weeks. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's like a big move coming in the next 2 weeks. It's just not how it typically works. And I think what these 2 weeks are, and that's fair because, like, I don't know that they know how much they want to go further into this. It's not like they're going to blow it up, but I don't know that they're going to go sell off some of their best prospects to add somebody right now. I just don't know they're sure, you know, how this is going to look depending on how long Harper is out, if he's coming back late August. You know, how's this thing look in late August, even if they go out and get somebody? So a lot of concerning things, and you don't want to overreact to two games because they had a decent trip out on the road coming in here. But, you know, this is the Braves and the Cardinals. Two teams are chasing, and like you said, the first two games just – it's not good enough.
Very underwhelming. Yeah, final question I have for you, Matt, and you wrote about this on The Athletic, I believe it was yesterday. Bryce Harper had the surgery on his thumb. The team is deferring comment until Harper actually speaks himself, I assume, at the end of this week. Why is that, Matt?
You know, I think it's just the way Bryce Harper wants to do it, and Bryce is a, you know, pretty powerful. He's maybe the most powerful employee at the country in the Phillies company. He's probably one of the most powerful guys there is, if not the most powerful. And you know, this is the way he wants to do it. And so they're going to let Bryce do it the way he wants to do it. And I think he'll probably, you know, put on a big thing where he's saying, like, look, this is the timeline they gave me. I'm going to beat that timeline. I'm going to be back before that. We'll see. I mean, you know, Bryce Harper does everything with a lot of energy, and I don't know how that translates into healing like a broken bone. Like, I mean, I know there's a lot of different things you can do, but, you know, it is his top hand, his left hand, and, like, you know, if you're going to break a finger, I think that's probably the one to break, the left thumb, for him at least. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's going to try to come back really fast. Like, I don't think, you know, I think we all know that.
Yeah.
The question is, what does he look like when he comes back? And the other question is, what does this whole thing look like by the time he's ready to come back? And, I mean, they miss him. Like, he's one of the best players in baseball, and this is going to be hard for them.
Certainly is. Matt Gelb does an awesome job covering the Phillies for The Athletic. For links to all his latest stories, the latest Phillies news, I can't advise enough that you subscribe to The Athletic and, of course, follow Matt on Twitter, at Matt Gelb. Matt, thanks, man.
See you guys. Have a good holiday weekend.
You too, Matt. Matt Gelb, nice enough to join us. Al, they could be...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.